side of the tape now. The other little thing that I have to tell you is that I bought Uncle a St. Patrick's Day gift with his own money. And it's one of those whirlpool baths for the feet. You fill this little tub with water, and then there's a little motor in it, and you turn it on, and it's like a whirlpool. They say it's very good for circulation. We tried it last night, but Uncle didn't think it was too effective. I think he thought it had run pins and needles up his feet. Didn't you, Uncle? Yeah. You know when you put in dime in those affairs, you know how they send things, but this is just water that swishes back and forth, and they advertise them as being very good. Well, he bathes his feet every night, so anyway, this will swish around and bathe them a little easier. So he's very happy with that. The other bit of news that on March 9th, the Marian Retreat sisters up in Holyoke are having a day of renewal. A recollection is now an obsolete word. You must say a day of renewal. And the Redemptorist priest from Suffield, Connecticut is coming up, and Mary and your mother and I and a lot of other people are going to it. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we have coffee and donuts, and then we have a conference with this priest, and after that we have mass around 11:15. Then we are treated to a delicious dinner, and then we have another conference, and the whole thing is only $4, so we're all planning to go to help the poor nuns out. So it keeps us busy. We still have to go down the lanes a couple of times a week. Monsignor likes donuts for his breakfast, and we can't get too many one time because they get too hard. So every couple of days we have to buy him donuts. He's still at home with Seal. I don't know how she does it, taking care of him all this time. So, but the best part of the week is Uncle comes home every week now, and we enjoy having him so much. And we're all trying to lose a few pounds during Lent. I lost 2 pounds since Ash Wednesday. I'd like to lose about 22 pounds. But maybe by the time you see us, we'll all have lost 5 or 10. Your father is so good on his diet. He never overeats. Of course, your mother never did. But your father keeps to that diet, and he's nice and trim. Well, you see him, be so proud of him. He has an extra pound on him. He goes down cellar faithfully during all the stormy weather and rides that bike. The other day he said, I rode up to Northampton, and I'm just riding back. So you see how well he feels when he does that bicycle exercise every day. Guess your mother and I ought to get onto it. We get a little exercise by after the boy sweeps, after the boy comes and shovels all the snow, your mother and I go out and sweep it back a little bit, or widen a little bit. That's our daily exercise with all the snowstorms. Well, it's time to have me go upstairs and put the soup on for Uncle. So I'll say goodbye to you, and I know that you'll be home before we know it. In the meantime, take care, and thanks for all the lovely tapes and lovely cards you keep sending us at all times. Hope you got my St. Patrick's Day card. I put a mass intention in for you so that you have something to remember to do, or Pat. Goodbye for a while, and good luck.
Oh, Fran, this is still Thursday, February the 27th, and there's good news today. Just about half an hour ago, Pete Kemp delivered your lampshades. So think no more about them. They are here. And I might say they are very beautiful. They're very unusual. And Dad's now working on them to put them together to see what
so help me, if I leave it up on the top, it'll come up to my chin. My goodness, what a lamp. You'll be able to see your apartment when you come into those things. This is without a doubt the